The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Before there were spacecraft, before there were astronauts, before there was an agency called NASA, there was Colonel Joe Kittinger.
I was just amazed how beautiful it was. The transition from the blue at the horizon to the dark sky overhead.
It was in 1957 that Colonel Kittinger entered a capsule and floated to an altitude of over 18 miles, suspended from a balloon. More after this from Charlie. Before astronauts could be launched into space, scientists had to know how their bodies were likely to react and how to escape if something went wrong.
So those were the two objectives of the Excelsior program. One, put a man into space, and two, provide a means to escape my altitude.
And that was Colonel Joe Kittinger's job. He's now 87, but as a test pilot for Project Manhai and Project Excelsior in the 50s, he was one of those people who boldly went where no man had gone before.
We call it near space. It's 5 millibars of pressure, almost complete space environment.
That first flight, called Manhai 1, almost ended in disaster. His oxygen system had been hooked up backwards, so the oxygen was being vented into space instead of inside the capsule. But then that's why they call them test flights.
All of those things were used by NASA as they progressed into the Mercury programs and the extension of the space program.
And not only did he ride in the first practical space capsule, in 1960 he set the record for the world's highest skydive, 19 miles, a record that stood until 2012.
You have to have confidence in your equipment, you have to have confidence in your team, and you have confidence in yourself. And I had all three of those.
Tonight, PBS will air a documentary called Spacemen, looking back on those early flights, which Kittinger still considers the greatest experience of his life. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.